Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 5th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Safety, utility, and outcomes of procainamide challenge for the diagnosis and exclusion of Brugada syndrome. This study characterized the safety and diagnostic yield of procainamide infusion for inducing a type 1 Brugada pattern for Brugada syndrome diagnosis. It established the prognosis associated with a procainamide-induced Brugada pattern, demonstrating differences from other sodium channel blockers. The investigation defined the specific indications for procainamide challenge using data from the Canadian Hearts in Rhythm Organization Registry. This established a clearer clinical utility for identifying this particular electrocardiogram pattern. Article number 2. Heart allograft rejection. Molecular diagnosis using intergraft-targeted gene expression profiling. This study developed and validated the first formalin-fixed, paraffin-embedded tissue-based molecular diagnostic system for heart transplant rejection. The system utilizes intragraft-targeted gene expression profiling to refine diagnostic accuracy. This method is applicable to endomyocardial biopsies and is designed for easy implementation in clinical practice. The international study established a deeply phenotyped cohort of heart transplant recipients to support this validation. Article number 3. Estrogen-related receptor gamma in sepsis-induced cardiomyopathy. Role of cardiomyocyte subtype conversion. This study identified estrogen-related receptor gamma as a key regulator in sepsis-induced cardiomyopathy. Researchers found that cardiomyocyte subtype conversion plays a crucial role in the pathophysiology of sepsis-induced cardiomyopathy. This mechanistic insight offers a novel understanding of how sepsis increases overall mortality through cardiac dysfunction. The findings lay a foundation for developing targeted therapies for sepsis-induced cardiomyopathy, addressing a current lack of specific treatments. Article number 4. Cardiovascular disease in women: traditional and sex-specific risk factors. This review highlighted that cardiovascular disease accounts for more deaths in women than breast cancer, lung cancer, and chronic lung disease combined, showing comparable mortality to men. It identified a critical lack of awareness among both women and physicians regarding cardiovascular disease as a major cause of morbidity and mortality in women. This contributes to significant delays in diagnosis and treatment. The analysis confirmed insufficient evidence often impedes effective, life-saving care for women with cardiovascular disease, despite advances in diagnosis and treatment. Article number 5. Impact of left ventricular assist device implantation on right ventricular pulmonary arterial coupling assessed by high-fidelity hemodynamics. This study characterized intraoperative right ventricular adaptations following left ventricular assist device implantation. The research demonstrated how right ventricular pulmonary artery coupling, defined as the ratio of end-systolic to arterial elastance, reflects right ventricular performance under altered loading conditions. The investigation, which used high-fidelity hemodynamics with right ventricular conductance catheters and three-dimensional echocardiography, provided specific measurements of these adaptations. This prospective observational study established a framework for understanding right ventricular response to left ventricular assist device support. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.